But how well are people that move to Roswell versus people that have lived there all their lives and integrated into the community?
Pretty quickly, I'd say. It's just about like a new kid at school. I mean, they come and it might take a while for them to find their way around, but it's the South. Most people are pretty welcoming. And so it's usually pretty quick that they'll get integrated and welcomed and find their way around.
How many of the people that you knew actually have been born and bred in Roswell?
Probably not that many. When teachers would do hand counts of how many people were born and bred in Roswell, there were probably two of us for every like 20 or so. There weren't that many.
Where did everybody else come from?
Everywhere. Mostly U.S. as far as the kids that I knew, but everywhere in the U.S. We had kids from California, probably mostly East Coast, but there were kids from California and out West. There were a lot of kids from just neighboring states, a lot of kids from Florida and Mississippi, Alabama, a ton of kids from New Orleans after Katrina hit, and just kind of all over the U.S. for the most part.
And how has all these people, like, moving into Roswell affected the area?
I think it's worth a lot more now. There's a lot. I can say whatever I want, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that I really like how, just because there's a lot of people here now, and I feel like the houses have gone up and have just upscaled a lot. And where my parents can remember there being farmlands, there's now strip malls, and I feel like Roswell has become kind of a very upscale area, and that's a suburb, so it's bound to happen, but I feel like there's a lot more concrete where there once was grass kind of thing.
I mean, can you give any specific examples, like a place that you knew when you were little that's changed?
Everything around Roswell High School, towards 92. I remember there used to be Greenway Corner Market right on the corner of 92 and Woodstock, where we'd go get Gatorades and stuff after Little League games. And that is now a Wachovia surrounded on all sides by concrete strip malls with things like Target and Zaxby's and things that are nice to have near, but are honestly kind of pointless. And where it used to, like, the area across from Roswell was all fields one time, and now it's a Publix Plaza. So it's a little bit sad, and it happens more and more every day. And places around where I live, there are neighborhoods that will give way to more neighborhoods as people will give away their backyards, and where there once was one house, there will now be 10, and try to fill in as much area as they can with as many houses as they can.
Did you say your parents were from Roswell also?
No, my dad's from Rochester, New York, and my mom is from Tampa, Florida.
And what brought them to Roswell?
I think back in the day, they knew a Roswell that was mostly kind of quiet, and it was kind of a small town as far as I know. I don't remember it ever being that way, but I think they just really liked the feel of it. And it still has that feel, despite all the new stuff. It really has kind of a small town feel. A little bit. Every time I go somewhere, I see someone I know, so that's awesome. But I think they were just really attracted to the scenery and to the feel of it.
Do you think that has anything to do with, like, the historic areas that are?
Yeah, they loved the squares and just the little shops that are all right next to each other. That whole area is awesome. Around Go With The Flow and I don't really know where else, but over by Bullock Hall and stuff. The little squares are awesome.
Do people that you know of live in any of the old houses still?
Not that I know of. Most of us live in pretty big new houses.